Hello everyone and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, or any of the other attractions in Central Florida, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to try any of the DVC resorts for really, really good prices, staying at the Boardwalk, Old Key West, Poly, Grand Floridian, Saratoga Springs, any of the DVC resorts, contact David's at dvcbyrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for anything in the Central Florida area, contact our friends at Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And last but not least, if you need to book a trip anywhere in the world, and especially Walt Disney World, contact me at American Tourist Travel, and we will help you out with all your travel needs. So that's it, guys. We're going to hop on the train and head on over to the pub.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. Happy Mother's Day edition, John. Happy Mother's Day to you, John.
Happy Mother's Day, you MF-er, you.
Yeah. How about that? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I get told Happy Mother's Day more times.
I bet you do.
Yes, but no, Happy Mother's Day to all the lovely, great, wonderful mothers out there. Thank you, guys. I miss mine so much every day, and I know you do too, John.
Yeah, I miss my mom often. I think about her just about every day. And happy Mother's Day to Lisa and all the other great women out there. And I hope everybody has a great and a restful day.
Happy Mother's Day to the wonderful Judith and all the mothers that listen to our show. You know, we correspond with her all the time. And, you know, our old friend Jen. And we can go on and on and on. And, you know, and my beautiful wife, we don't have kids ourselves, but we have the godchildren. But my wife, happy Mother's Day, because she's the one that takes care of us here. Presley would bite you if you didn't call her his mother. So happy Mother's Day to my beautiful wife, my mother-in-law. Happy Mother's Day. And Mom, I miss you. Happy Mother's Day, and I love you. So love all you guys. And if it wasn't for the mothers, there would be no fathers. And that's a fact, Jack.
Right. Yeah, that it's hard to take care of that that way. So
yeah. So thank you guys so very, very much. But anywho, John, how are you doing otherwise?
Good. It's been very warm here in Central Florida. Don't have our afternoon thunderstorms just yet, so it's just hot every day. So, but the rain's coming this week. So, and hopefully that's gonna get that water back into the Sasagula River, so we get the boats going, because as I heard this week, they're still, it's about 18 inches below where they need that water to be for those boats to run back to Port Orleans and Saratoga and stuff. So yeah, unfortunately the boats aren't going right now. So.
Oh, that's crazy, man. And we're up here, my neighbor's basement caved in because of too much water.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's never evened out, is it?
No, no. But wish we could save some and just flow it down that way some.
You know, I mean, this is pretty typical, though, for Central Florida. I mean, we usually have a very dry spell between the winter cold fronts moving their way down here and then our afternoon thunderstorms when they kick in the middle of May. So it's not unusual, and usually we get caught up by probably the end of June, beginning of July, we usually are there. We had a couple of years where we had droughts all the way into July, but that's very unusual. Yeah, so I anticipate the rain coming back this week. So.
Now, we got it pretty good up here, and like I said, we don't even live in a flood zone, and we've talked about insurance companies plenty of times, but they are just the Ponzi scheme scum of the earth, man. I mean, we don't live in a flood zone. We don't live anywhere near water. I mean, literally the closest water to us is a stream probably a mile away that runs through the woods that me and you could jump over. And then there's a lake that's a couple miles away that it's one that dries out all the time. You know, it's not a major, you understand what I'm saying? It's not big. It's not really, it's probably the size of Rivers of America, John. You know, it's not huge.
Yeah.
So it's like, we don't live in a flood zone or nothing like that, but the insurance company flat out told him it's flood, and you know, thousands and thousands of dollars has to come out of his pocket after he's already paid them thousands and thousands of dollars. It's just, it's disgusting, you know.
Yeah.
But her Mother's Day present was they finally filled the, they got it fixed and the yard's all backfilled in, and I had to bite my tongue because of they live behind me. And the people parked in front of my house out on the street. I don't have like a development. We live on like a main road, like not a main road, but a, you know, back road. And they all park in front of my house. And John, the frontage of my house could fit like probably across, I'd say 15 cars, 12 to 15 cars. That's pretty wide, right?
Yeah.
The four cars decide to park in front of my second driveway, John. So they block my pickup truck in, so if I have to get out with that, I mean, I have two driveways. I have the driveway that I park the work truck, and then I have the driveway that everybody else parks in, like my regular cars and all. And they just block it. Don't even think about it. Like, it's big white trucks. I don't understand how you don't see them, but I didn't have to use them, and I love my neighbor so much that I didn't go say anything. But what it, people are so ignorant. They don't pay attention. It's all about themselves, but I wanted to follow him home, but my wife wouldn't go for it. I literally wanted my wife to follow me home, follow him home with her car. I was going to park my, after he pulled in his drive, I was going to go follow him when he left and find out where he lived. And then I was going to have my wife follow me, and I was just going to leave my truck parked at the end of his driveway for the night. Now, that would, that, nothing wrong with that, right?
That would have been a typical Doug, right?
Yeah, I wanted to so bad, but she would not allow that. I know she wouldn't allow. I mean, it just, but like, who does that, John? And then the problem is, if I do that and I left it there, I'd be the troublemaker, right? I'm the wrong one. Just like the guy I got in a fight with at Target for, he pushes his cart and leaves it in the handicap zone. Literally,
that's where they go, right? That's where they go.
And I was pulling in and see this, and I hit the brakes. There was nobody behind me. I looked, and I yell over. I'm like, seriously? He goes, what are you, the cart police? I said, what are you, an? I mean, who does that? Like, but really, I mean, there's like, why? How do you? You're a scum if you put it in a regular spot, but you push the cart into the handicap parking spot. You're, because you know how Target has four of them?
Yeah.
The morons will just push them in. They think they're empty there for their carts because they don't want to walk. Because what happens is this row here at Target is next to a Burlington Coat Factory, which don't have a cart corral. So you literally have to walk one lane of cars to put the cart away. So they can't do that, so they put it in the handicap zone. You know, he got in his car, John, but it was just, I had a rough week and a good week, John. I also, and then I got into it with at the Home Depot, believe that or not. And tell me if I'm wrong, John. I use you as my guy. My wife got mad at me, and all, my riding tractor is 14, 15 years old. I love it. It's garage kept, but it started smoking a little bit. I'm like, I leaked a little oil over the winter, blah blah blah. So I fill it completely up, the whole nine yards. I'm halfway through the lawn, and it's like the mosquito patrol's out there. It's smoke here, oil's coming down from up top. I thought maybe my dip where you fill it in got loose. I thought maybe the drainage plug popped. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. Here I tore it down. It's coming all the way up from the top somewhere. So anyway, I'm halfway through the lawn, so I decide I'm going to try to finish it, and I did, but it was, dude, there was smoke everywhere. Sony must have thought there was a fire going on. But I got the lawn done, and then my neighbor tells me, because he had a Craftsman like mine, he goes, yeah, don't you remember last year that's the one that caught on fire with Karen? I'm like, oh
cool.
That would have been great. So anyway, my wife bought me an early Father's Day gift. She got me a new John Deere. So we got a new John Deere. Woo-hoo. They were on sale at Depot, riding tractor, blah, blah, blah. So I get the John Deere, I load it on, the tow mater comes and gets me, loads it on the tractor, and I mean on the trailer. So anyway, there's this little thing on the side. You know how you have your drink holder? And then now they have like a cell phone case holder, a cell phone holder. It's a big square box there that some of them in the store had a lid on them that clipped and closed. Well, the other ones didn't have it. One, mine was one that didn't have it. So I go to the dude that I buy it off of, and I know this idiot. I tried to avoid him to begin with. I walk in the store and I go right by him. I see him. I'm like trying to avoid him. I'm going to this other guy, older guy I know that was up on the lift. And by the time I could get to him, he's yelling to me, "Yo, sir, I help you." And my wife's like, "Yo." I'm like, "Honey, I'm trying to ignore him." But anyway, because I know him. I know who he is. He's a guy that usually tries to hide from work. But anyway, one thing leads to another. I'm talking to him and I said, "So why does this one have a case and a lid and this one don't?" They go, "They don't come with them. They John Deere unpacks them and they don't come with them." I said, "You sure they don't come and they pop them in?" He goes, "No, they when they uncase them, they all don't come with them." I said, "So," and I'm not trying to be a tool. I go, I say, "So you watch every single one of these get uncased, huh?" And he looks at me, "No, I don't." So I said, "Though, how do you know that they don't come with these? How do you know they're not left in the case?" "Because they clip in, John. They slide down and snap in. You know how a door like locks in? They're plastic and you push it in the hinges and it locks?"
Yeah,
in.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So it's at one of those deals. So I'm asking him, I'm saying, "So you're sure they don't come with them?" I wanted to go back and look to see if there's any set back there. You know, maybe they set them aside, right or wrong. Is that too much to ask?
No.
Okay, John, if you put out this much money for a tractor and you seen something was possibly missing, wouldn't you have the wherewithal to ask if that's missing?
If it was supposed to come with it.
Yeah. So after I'm asking him all this and I'm in this tone of voice, he goes, "Well, if you don't want it, throw it back. You can return it." Now I just lost my you know what. I'm like screaming. I'm like, "There's hardly anybody in there." I said, "Where do you gotta be, dude? It's 8 o'clock. What? You don't want to work?" And I'm screaming at him now to the top of my, John. And then Brenda's there, so I have to be good. So I did make a point to go back the next day and see if he was there, but he wasn't there. But I will find him when I'm not there with my wife to have a major discussion with this gentleman, because he was a total tool. And like, why would you go there on that, John, when I'm just asking questions?
I don't know.
Like if some, that would be equivalent to you say, them asking you, "Do you stop at all, every stop here at Caribbean Beach, or do you just stop at two? Is that too much to ask? Maybe one day you're on a bus that just goes directly somewhere, right, John? Because there are direct buses sometimes that help out. Am I wrong?
No, the Caribbean Beach is the perfect example. When you're leaving if you leave the Magic Kingdom in the morning before 11 a.m., you need to ask which stops they go to, because they split, especially on busy weekends and stuff. Magic Kingdom splits Caribbean Beach into three different buses in the mornings anyway. So yeah, it would make sense to ask.
Exactly. So there was a method to my madness. I know Caribbean Beach is that way because of the size of it. But the point is it's your job, man. It's like, if somebody asked me, "Doug, you gonna tape that?" "Yes, I am." You know, I mean, what is the, like, he's standing there acting like there's 15 people waiting for him. All he wanted to do is go hide somewhere to kill the rest of his dummy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was
just time.
Yeah,
cause, need that coffee.
Because when after he asked me if he could help me and I told him I wanted the mower, his whole face dropped like the blood ran out of it, because this is actually a chore now. He has to get keys, he has to unlock it, he has to move it. He has to find out which one we... It's actually at work now. Help us get it on the trail. You know, he has to do something.
Yeah, he has to do something.
Yo, so that had him all bugged out because he actually had to work. So I talked to my buddy, the manager in there. I let him know what a piece of garbage he was. You know, I told him, then I said, I apologize for insulting garbage, because he's well below that. We got to go to septic tank visible for him. But anyway... That was my week, John, but I got a new riding mower, new John Deere, and I'll tell you what. My old Craftsman, you hit the brakes. You know what I'm talking about. Like, you get one of the older buses you're driving, brakes have a little more play in them, John, than those brand new ones, don't they?
Oh, yeah, quite a bit.
Yep, so it's like, my old Craftsman, I could dry that because you got some stumps in the yard, some roots, stuff like that. You know how it is. Cut the grass. You know where all the problems are. Now I got to figure out the ride height. I got to figure out the brakes on this thing. John almost threw me over the hood of it twice.
Of course, yeah.
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 It's my road. When I go out, I cut the grass. I turn around in the road. See, I'm not a jerk. Like, again, let's get into other people. Do you love the guy that cuts his grass facing the street and just says cars are driving by, just shoots all the grass clippings and the shrap metal and the stones and the dirt out in the middle of the road?
I'm sure you've never stopped to talk to any of these folks before either. So, I know you have.
I could not count on my fingers and toes combined how many times I have stopped to have that discussion of stupidity. Dude, I'm here to try to help is what I'm trying to do.
That's your thought process, right?
Yeah. See, okay. Yeah, I go the other way. I go vertical or horizontal. I don't go vertical, so where it's pointing towards my road or towards my house. Who wants to shoot stuff at their house? Do you want to blow windows out, yeah. John?
Exactly.
It's just stupid.
Or towards your cars.
Exactly.
Cars.
Yeah, so I go. So when I get near my cars, I also make sure I go the way that it's coming out, the exhaust of the grass is coming out. I make sure that that area is pointing away. Does that not make sense, John?
No. Especially if I have a square pattern to do, you always start on the edges and push everything in towards the middle, and then on your last swipe, you're swiping all the grass clippings again. So, you know, you're mulching them up as much as possible.
100%. And then at the end of the day, dude, I take my mower because anything that would come out in the road, I ride along the edge of my property and shoot everything back on.
Yeah, so blow it back into the street. Your yard. Yeah.
So
yeah,
you're not a scum like the, you know, you go by other people's house, they got like 8 feet of grass clippings out in the middle of the road. Like, and you just wash your car and you got to drive through that. It's just, and again, it's not the end of the world, but it's just people being, you know, ignorant, stupid, and all about themselves. So, anywho, but yeah, driving this thing now, I got to get used to it, John. It's like, has cruise control, John.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Well, mine, you shifted gears, like, on the side. You pushed it from one to six, right?
Yeah.
Both of mine, because I got two other tractors in there. But this one here is an automatic now, John. The harder you push the gas, the faster the tractor goes. And it has two accelerators. It has a small one that is reverse. You push the other one, it goes in reverse. So you don't need to move the gears. So if you want to lock it into a certain speed, it has cruise control, John.
Is it a tractor, or is it one of the no-turn dealies?
No, it's not that I don't like the zero turns. I prefer the riding tractor because I also have a couple.
Yeah, you use it for a lot of other things too, right?
Yeah, I have a couple. Yeah, I have a couple small trailers that I use, and the one trailer I use is like this big, huge Rubbermaid that I like to drive around in my trucks to unload material and stuff and bring them back. And I use the tractor instead of the truck.
Yep.
So, but no, that was the story of my week, John. I had a triple header.
All right. Well, yesterday, Doug, I got one of the brand new buses, and I'm doing, this is pretty much what I did all week, except for maybe one day at Disney Springs, this Typhoon Lagoon in the mornings, and then I'm kind of floating and just looking for people to take back in the afternoons. But so yesterday, it's a brand new bus. I'm going from Springs to Typhoon Lagoon. By the way, folks, if you're going to Typhoon Lagoon in the spring and the summer, and you're here on vacation, go Monday through Friday. Saturdays and Sundays at Typhoon Lagoon are 3 to 4 times the crowd because the locals come out on the weekend. So I'm just saying, go on a Tuesday morning and you'll have a lot less of a crowd and you'll get through a typhoon a lot quicker. But anyway, so brand new bus. It's clean. It smells great. Everything is wonderful. I get the first group of people and somebody pours Kool-Aid all over the back of my bus.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. Good morning.
Now, did they at least tell you?
Nope. I'm one of the guys that gets up and inspects my bus after I drop off everybody because I want to make sure nobody left their cell phone behind or their backpack and stuff like that. Or I got to clean up Kool-Aid. No, nobody said anything. I just got back there and it was all over the floor. I appreciate that. Thanks.
That's the same jerk. I bet he rides with that Kool-Aid on his tractor and blows grass out in the middle of the street. Like, how do you not tell somebody, John?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know things happen all the time, and yes, I do have people accident spill stuff all the time, but they, a lot of them will tell me, and I'm like, no big deal. I got a rag right here. I'll get it cleaned up. Don't worry about it. So, I mean, it seemed like you'd at least say something to somebody. And it's Kool-Aid. It's one thing if it's water, but now it's sugary, sticky crap.
And
now my, yeah, it's like a movie theater floor now.
See, you know? I would like to get in his brand new car and spill Kool-Aid and not tell him on the back seat and see how happy he is about it. I mean, you get on a brand new bus, you see how clean it is. It's first thing in the morning, so you don't want to be that guy that messes the bus up. But apparently he does. Him and his family does. It's like, just tell you. I don't think I could be a bus driver, John.
I'm sure you wouldn't have said anything to anybody.
No. And it would have stunk because I couldn't have because you're already off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so yeah.
They're going, but how do you do that? Like, well, if I'd have seen him do it, I said, yo, he spilt the Kool-Aid. If I'd have been on the bus with him doing it, I'd have asked him. If he'd have got, honest to goodness, if he'd have got up, because Brenda would have walked off the bus in front of me. But honest to God, if I seen him get up, if we were sitting there, I'm kidding, and she wouldn't have got left. But I'd have said, you're not going to clean that? You're not going to say something? I would have said, he's leaving Kool-Aid behind. Would I be wrong for that, John?
Oh, no. I told you a couple of months ago, lady at Caribbean Beach pointed out that the kid had dropped his icy all over the floor. So, she busted him out and his mom. So,
good.
Pretty good. So
and you don't care. It's an accident. You're not mad about it. But you want to go back and clean it. You
want to
know
what you can. I don't want it sitting there for the next person to troop through. You know, they get on the bus and just go wandering through it. So. Yeah.
Plus, you know you're prepared for it now when you stop. Now I know. Yeah. What if you didn't? What if that was the one time you're running a little bit behind and you can't go back and inspect?
Yeah, exactly.
At least now you know you got to go back and clean it up real quick.
Yeah.
Just wrong on so many levels. Presley said he'd bite them.
Okay, I appreciate that.
He's growling, that's why I'm saying it. I said Presley, and he's sleeping, he just started growling at me. Yeah, we're having everybody over for brunch today, for Mother's Day.
Nice.
And we said, instead of taking everybody out, we'll just do it here. I would have been cheaper for me to take everybody out. John did a nice
job. Yeah, I know. So,
I mean, food is just so ridiculous. Price of everything. We were out running like crazy yesterday, and Brenda's like, we were supposed to get her Starbucks, and we forgot she has a bunch of Starbucks gift cards that she's had given to her. So I said, don't worry about it. She says, no, we constantly just go and pay for it. I got to remember to bring these, blah, blah, blah. So she's so anyway, we get done. Now it's getting towards lunchtime, and she no longer wants it. She's craving. Remember I told you the story we first started dating? I told her the McDonald's soda is the best soda ever, and she thought I had a third eye. Ever tell you that?
McDonald's Coke is the best Coke there is.
Yes, period. They have a special. They have their own special formula that nobody else has.
I believe you.
And it is the God's honest truth. They come in these stainless steel containers. What happened with, if you watch the creation of McDonald's, they show you the man. His name, I know. It's on the tip
Croc.
Of my. Yeah.
Croc.
Okay. He created McDonald's, and he made a deal with Coca-Cola when McDonald's got really big to supply all his change, and he wanted his own, that special formula. They won't give it. It comes in these stainless steel containers that nobody else gets, and it's already set and blah, blah, blah. So I told her it's the best Coke ever, and we're in my Trans Am at the Lindenwold drive-thru, and I'm like, this is the best Coke, and she's looking at me like, okay, dude, you're nuts. Well, a few years later when she started to drink it here and there, she's like, this is the best Coke ever. She goes, you're so right. my cousin mainly, who would cruise with me all the time. We were single, going around, thinking we were cool with the T-tops out and all that stuff.
There you go.
Yeah.
I Rock.
Yep. Not an I Rock, dude. Mine was a Trans Am.
Okay.
Dude,
all right,
the Trans Am is like the Cadillac to Chevrolet. You understand what I'm saying? Pontiac. The Trans Am is nicer than the I Rock, dude. It has the bells and the whistles that the IROC never had. But anyway, I digress. You know, I'm getting like Judith and Tommy preferred parking here now. I'm sorry. Looking like an elitist over here.
Snobby. You've been snobby with your Trans Am. All right,
yes, I was. I got to send you a picture. I just found one that Brenda had in a book because I was cleaning a room of me with my mullet with standing next to my TA. I look so good.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
That was the beginning of Captain Handsome, John. But anyway, even if we were grabbing other stuff to eat, we would go through the McDonald's drive-thru and get a couple Cokes because it's that good. Well, yesterday she was craving a Coke. And now I tell you there's no plastic bags and everybody wants to do those paper straws. So we went through, I literally haven't had a McDonald's hamburger in over a couple years, John. I don't remember the last time I've eaten a McDonald's. So yesterday we decided to run through there real quick. I got a double cheeseburger and a fry, and Brenda got a regular burger. And we split the fry. And $14, John. We got two sodas, two medium Cokes, two burgers, and one fry, $14.
Yep.
It's crazy, dude. But anyway, so we get the soda, and everybody, they're trying to, with these paper straws, which are the worst things ever. Usually I carry regular ones in the cars with me. But we get paper straws, and now, remember how McDonald's used to have the... it was the paper cup with the, like, I guess it was like the inside was real smooth. It kind of had like a wax inside or whatever. Remember those cups?
Yeah.
Now the whole cup is plastic. The lid is plastic, but the straw is paper. So you did away with the...
What kind of sense does that make?
None. And it's all over up here. It's like they got paper straws and now plastic cups. So, I mean, I just want to... Man, the whole world is going insane, dude. It really has. It really has.
You gotta live down here, Doug. Our Circle K's, the convenience stores around here, they're like, we don't care. Styrofoam cups and plastic straws for everybody.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's the best way to drink a soda, the styrofoam cup and a plastic straw. Obviously, a styrofoam cup. But that keeps the ice. I mean, that keeps your soda cooler for hours longer than a plastic or a paper cup. So.
Well, it's also something... It saves the texture of the soda. Like, you put the soda in certain things, it just don't taste right. Like, you put a soda in, like, a thermos, it tastes like crap. You ever notice that?
Yeah, it does. It changes the flavor complexities.
Dude, the molecular... I'll get real good here. The molecular structure of the soda.
Oh!
I am really on the tippity-toppity of the food chain today, ain't I, John?
Man, there you go. Yeah. Well, Doug, you know, the McDonald's Coke is, that's probably the best, but you know what's second best?
What?
Is the glass bottles of Coke with the real sugar from Mexico.
Oh,
you get those at the Coke place at Disney Springs, you know, upstairs in that place. But man, those are good, too. You pour that over a glass with some ice.
Good stuff, dude.
That's good stuff.
I miss the good old days going to World's Drugstore. We're going to the local gas station, and they had, do you remember the old vending machines that used to turn the knob and they'd roll sideways out? You remember them old vending machines? And get your Coke out of that, and it had the bottle opener on the front of the machine?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, they were the good old days. That's back when your dad didn't have air conditioning in his pickup truck. You had the windows down with an ice cold soda pop. It didn't get much better than that, did it?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Pretty good days.
Yep. Nobody was on the news listening to cackling about how horrible everybody else is. You just, you know, you just turned on the news and listened about little Nicky Scarfo out in Philadelphia. The good old days, John.
Man, just got the mafia hits, that's all.
Yeah, I'm kidding. I digress, but I kid. But nah, Presley's laying here recording with us, John. He's still being a good boy.
Good.
Doing a little huffing, puffing, but... but anyway, now we digress, John. It's only been 27 minutes and we barely talked to any Disney except for people throwing Kool-Aid on your bus.
Kool-Aid bus. Yeah. That's about it. Oh, and I had yesterday afternoon I had the Ratatouille bus for the first time.
Well, that's awesome. Well, the big breaking news this week is you met your buddy. Your buddy Robbie did find a way to see you. That was awful nice of him, wasn't it?
It really does look like a cousin or a brother of mine, doesn't it?
Yeah. Dude, it was like do you remember the Double Mint twins? You were the, you were the Double Mint dudes is what I'm going to call you.
Yeah,
so.
There you go, the Double Mint dudes.
It blew up on Twitter, the handsome twosome. Yep, you guys look good, John. I was jealous. I wanted to be there so bad, but you said it was 94 degrees and hot.
Yeah, it's still very, very warm this week. Our rain should be starting later this week, but as of right now, we're still in a drought situation. So, again, the boats aren't running for the resorts and stuff like that. So, just more and more buses from Port Orleans. So, that's basically what I've been doing all afternoon is the Port Orleans runs. So, but yeah, unfortunately, and that's one of the best parts of staying, obviously, you know, yeah. As well as I do.
Well, they're giving
French Quarter, it's taking a boat. So.
They are giving discounts for this, right, John?
Absolutely, Doug. You know what I
heard. Oh, yeah, I know Disney cares that much. I mean, literally, staying there, that's half the beauty of it. Just imagine staying at Crescent Lake and not having the friendship boats cruising all around there. You don't even have to get on them to enjoy it. Am I wrong?
No. It's just the kinetic energy of the resort with seeing the boats come in and out and stuff like that. It's nice.
One of the first things that put a smile on my face when I got down there, my last trip down, when I got to Port Orleans French Quarter, I'm putting the stuff in my room. I walk out on the balcony there, and I see two friendship boats coming up and down the Sasquatch. It was the first smile of the trip. I mean, I did smile going through the gates of Port Orleans French Quarter. It's absolutely gorgeous. But you get my point. It's like seeing those boats on that beautiful landscape. It was gorgeous. And I took them boats a couple times to and fro, you know what I'm saying? Every time you're on it, you take them a few times to go back and forth to the springs. It's like one of the best rides of the trip.
Yep, relaxing. It really sets your vacation the right way. So.
They should give you, there should be something for them not being there, because that's, you know, it'd be like the monorail down at the main resorts, which has happened before, and they didn't give you nothing for that either.
Yeah, that happens too. So, and the Skyliner goes down. So, I mean, none of them you're going to get anything to compensate for the pain it is when they don't run. So,
and that's the reason you stay, because face it, getting to the ferries is not easy from the Poly or the Grand Floridian or the Contemporary. Am I wrong? I mean, the Contemporary is not bad. They got theirs there, but the Floridian, they have their boats, but they're. How can I explain it? When the monorail's down, those boats they're insufficient to take the people, the crowds that are there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's the same thing as the buses for Port Orleans from Springs right now. There's just not enough buses to make up for, because they still, Doug, with the boats being down, they still have us running both French Quarter and Riverside on one bus. And that's a lot of people going back to both resorts, so it's kind of a silly situation. So.
Yeah, and the Springs now, I think the Springs now is more popular than anything they've ever had down at that area.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's more people going there consistently than ever for Downtown Disney or any other version of what we used to have. So.
Yeah, because I used to go to Pleasure Island and Downtown Disney back in the early 2000s and all. During the week, it was a ghost town. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, exactly. And it's never slow now. I mean, when you're there at 10 o'clock in the morning, you got about an hour and a half of the crowd, just the crowd. And then after that, it just blows up. People start eating lunch and the whole afternoon, and then the evenings are just madness. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, because it would be Friday and Saturday were the only days at Downtown Disney Pleasure Island.
Pleasure Island.
Yeah, Pleasure Island. It was the only time they were ever crowded, and to be honest with you, at the end, it was rare that Pleasure Island was even crowded. The novelty wore off of that. You'd have like two places that would get a pretty good crowd, and that was about it down there.
Yeah. Once they stopped doing the "It's a New Year every night," that wore out, and you know. So.
Yeah, we got to see that a few times, and we got some video of me tearing up A-Track's floor, John. Oh, dude. I don't pat myself on the back often here, John, but this boy can dance. I will tell you, I can still move at 56 years old, John. I can still move. I got the music in me, John. I got the music in me. I got the music
the
in me. Yeah, and I don't want to brag about it, John, but I'm
not
good
at all.
No, never. Not me, dude. Walt Disney World, John. The crowd's been up or down, because they seem to be down on the videos that I'm reading.
Watching. I think it's been down through the week, but I mean the weekends obviously are busier. But yeah, it's it's May right now, so it's going to be slow until, or slower until probably mid-June.
Yeah, because this is, Disney World offers increased summer dining discounts for pass holders. When the hell do they ever offer dining? It's been years since they've offered dining discounts, John.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, sooner or later, you know, free dining is going to come back. So.
Well, sooner or later, you know, if these interest rates and inflation stay the way they are, the whole bottom's going to fall out again. That's what I'm afraid of. That's what I'm afraid of. Yeah. Anyhow, Walt Disney World has announced a new limited time perk for its annual pass holders with an increased discount of 20% on food and non-alcoholic beverages at select dining locations across the resort. The promotion offer is set to run May 28th through June 26th during the VIP pass holder days, John. So,
I know we've got some pretty good rates on getting resorts for the summer too. So maybe the summers are looking a little slower than they anticipated.
Yeah, I'm getting a bunch of stuff on my travel agent blog. I mean, yeah. the website, they offer, you know, some discounts. At Magic Kingdom, Be Our Guest, Cinderella's Royal Table, Crystal Palace, Diamond Horseshoe, Jungle's Navigator, Liberty Tree Tavern, The Plaza, and Tony Town Square all offering that discount. Epcot, Akershus Dining Hall, Beer Garden, Coral Reef, Garden Grill, Le Cellier, Rose and Crown, Spice Road Table. When's the last time you remember Le Cellier offering any kind of discount, John?
I never remember Le Cellier offering any discount.
Yeah. Usually they want to charge you 20% more, not less.
I guess the snobby guy that laughed at you that one time when you were looking for, he wouldn't be laughing anymore, would he?
No. He was almost crying when I was done with him that day, John. The 50s Primetime Cafe, the Hollywood Brown Derby, Hollywood and Vine, and Mamma Mella Rose, a Restaurante Italiano, Roundup Rodeo, and Sci-Fi Dining Theater. They're all offering discounts. The Animal Kingdom, Tiffin's, and Tusker House. Resort Hotels, Ojico, and Sanaa. Boardwalk, Flying Fish, and Trattoria Al Forno. Sebastian Bistro, Caribbean Beach. Contemporary Resort is the new Steakhouse, 71, California Grill, and Chef Mickey's. Well, when those, those three usually ain't offering any discounts either.
No, usually not. No, and actually, I know they slowed down a bit because our 40% discounts came back to some of the restaurants. We always had a 20 and a 40 before, and then when COVID hit, we got our 20% discount, but no 40s. But now the 40s were back. So,
and that's just scum in the front office of taking your cast members 40% away. I mean, come on, guys. You barely pay them as it is, and you won't let them take what they give them that bone when they're giving you your money back. I mean, what the hell? I mean, Coronado Springs is Toledo. Tapas Steak and Seafood and Three Bridges Bar and Grill. Grand Floridian Citricos, Grand Floridian Cafe, Anulcusi's. Old Key West is Olivia's. Polly is Kona and Ohana. Port Orleans is Boat Rides. Riviera is Topolino Towers. There you go. Flavors of Riviera. That'll Judith and Tommy might be on a plane now.
Yeah, there you go. Discount for them.
Yep. The Turf Club at Saratoga. Wind and Wave.
Well, that's Tommy's prime rib. So.
Dude, they got 20% off both of them. That'll cover the airfare. Dude, they usually get a bottle of Dom. They get caviar. You know how those two like to eat, John. The beluga caviar, ain't that what they usually get, John?
Some blini, some foie gras.
Yeah, those two, if it ain't charging enough, you got to charge me more. This will put me below my grade here. Come on, up the ante. Anyhow, just kidding, guys. We love you. Storybook Dining at Artist Point and Snow White and Whispering Canyon Cafe. And Disney's Yacht Club, Allen Compass, Beaches and Cream, Cape May Cafe, and the Yachtsman. So you know, they're giving all these out, John. Something's going on. I love watching through the eyes of of Robbie's watching the all the photos of Robbie eating throughout the resort. It's like, it's literally like, it's like you're following a food critic throughout his vacation. Am I wrong? And what happened to you, John?
Hold on a sec.
Hold on, I'm cutting you off. So John shut his car off real quick, and he got attacked by aliens, and now he's back. Did you survive that, John?
Yeah, it was a bit uncomfortable, but the probing is done, and I'm back, and I'm fine.
Okay. Anyway, I was saying, following Robbie with his pictures throughout the park of all the food that he ate was like literally following a food critic throughout Walt Disney World. What do you think about that, John? That's every time he'd show food, I'm like waiting for the comments below.
I think he just about enjoyed everything he had. And,
yeah, he did. I was shocked.
He said, Pierre Paul's. Is that,
no, it's Monsieur Paul's.
Paul.
You're thinking of
Pierre
Peter Paul. Paul and Mary, old man. It's Monsieur Paul's.
Yeah, he said they redeemed himself, and he was very, very happy with the meal he had there. He said last time the tenderloin tasted like it had been defrosted out back and grilled.
Yeah.
And so, but yeah, he was very impressed with the meal. So.
Well, you gotta have taste buds like his though to even use that comment, John. Like it was defrosted. You know, I mean, I would like to. If I owned a restaurant and seen him walking in, I'd be like, okay, let me hit him with the booze real quick. Let's mess that palate up some, you know. Get it a little.
Let's get some wine over to this man.
Get him a little buzz so he's happy. But as I was even happy, he ended up going over to because he said how hot of a day it was and you need to take multiple breaks. I told him to head over to Spice Road Tables, and he did, and he loved it.
Oh, good. Yeah. So he took some of your advice and enjoyed himself. So good.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now he's awesome to follow along. He's a great friend of the show, and I'm jealous now. You've gotten to meet him a couple times. I've only got to talk to him. I'm going to try to get him on to do a trip report so he can tell me how the frog wah and everything else that he had was this trip.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
All right, Dustin. Yeah, enjoy.
Yes, I could just. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully he joins us. And he will be happy because one of the updates here is land approval got, you know, everything got, there's something going on where Anaheim approves Disneyland forward paving way for a new resort for expansion out there. So, and this is a little tricky, I would think, because I think a lot of people love the intimacy of Disneyland.
Yep.
Yeah. The incentive will introduce new entertainment experience, creating approximately another 13,500 jobs. So hopefully they actually pay them so these 13,500 people don't have to live in their cars like Diane Disney said, John.
That would be nice.
Yeah. Pay them what they deserve, please. We'll see Disneyland Resort investing at least $1.9 billion in the first decade, according to the impact. So they're going to be doing a major expansion out here, and I'm sure a lot of people are excited about it, and some aren't. I'm sure. I think Robbie will be on the fence with this. I would like to hear what his feed is of the local that goes there all the time. His input is.
Yeah, yeah, and I wonder how close is it, because you know you always hear that all that property is bought up around Disneyland. So is it they managed to buy something more property there, or is it a remote location from Disneyland itself?
Well, it says the project will also impact communities. Disneyland committing $30 million to affordable housing, $8 million for parks, and $85 million for traffic improvement and pedestrian safety. It shows you how crooked the government is that they got to get $85 million after all the taxpayer dollars to also pay for the. That's the biggest chunk is to give the government their money, the state, for the roads. Dude, we get more money for roads here, and I swear to God, the area that leads to Philadelphia, which is the major Route 295, where it meets the Atlantic City Expressway and Route 42 and all that up. I'm using names. It's actually Route 42, not the expressway. They come together. But where they meet to go over the bridge, like the area, the exchange to go to Philly, they've literally been working on this exchange area where all these intersections, 55 and all comes in, since I've been 18 years old, John, and they're still not done.
Yeah, that's the way it is in Tampa. The Veterans Expressway 275 and 75 and Clearwater, Courtney Campbell Causeway, all that stuff. They did it the entire time I worked at Primeline delivering Italian food. The entire time was on one interchange, and they'd finish one little project and start another one, and so it was always under construction. It just never ends.
Yeah, it's crazy. They're saying also it'll be about Anaheim revenues by about $15 million annually. The funding will support local parks, libraries, police department, fire department, all that stuff. We need some support here in Philly for our police department. They're down about a couple thousand officers right now, and it's sad. They had to shut police stations down because they don't have enough people. The funding or the funding, they cut the funding, but they also are having problems because now being a police officer, you're always wrong, and they're having problems just like the military recruiting people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's positive and negatives on the look at the new construction update from Island Tower at Disney's Polynesia Villas and Bungalows. There's been some people that have seen them are not happy with them, John, as far as the decor.
But it's not done yet. How can you be happy or unhappy?
Well, I think they're going by the artist renderings saying it's too... What I'm getting out of it so far, it looks beautiful to me. It's very clean lines, very modern in what I'm looking at, modern decor. But I think what a lot of people had the problem with is it reminds them of their local high-end hotels in every other state in the country, if you get what I'm saying. There's no Disney difference on it as of yet, and none of the renderings are showing that as of yet.
Yeah, we'll see when it's done. I mean, it was funny, Doug. I worked over there for 6 months, you know, with my hubby in the Magic Kingdom. I parked there every day at TTC and worked out of there, but I didn't drive in and out of the Grand Floridian or the Polynesian for 1-5 for that 6 months, obviously, because they take the monorails. So, you know, I actually working at Disney Springs, I went to Poly the other day and actually saw the construction, and it was kind of surprised me a little bit at how far they had made it in the last 6 months, because I hadn't even driven by it in 6 months. So yeah, it's definitely a lot closer to being done than it was 6 months ago. And I don't know, I mean, it's going to be a building. It's hard to make that look like a Polynesian building when I don't assume there were any
It isn't about the the exterior is absolutely gorgeous. What they're talking about is the interior. It's basically all modern, like all clean lined. It looks gorgeous, but it doesn't.
Kind of like what you're, the cabins at Fort Wilderness. Where
yes.
It's not going to be overly themed to Polynesian theme type
thing. Exactly. Yeah. It's projected to open in 2024. But it, like, know how Alani out in Hawaii has all those extra touches you kind of see with, like, I haven't been there, but I could see the Disney touches on the decor inside. They have, like, some whimsical stuff here or there, but it's still island beautiful. Like, it kind of reminds them of, like, know how people also say the Destinino Tower has no, it just, like, checking into a Hyatt.
Yeah.
You've been over there. You even said it's like you're in there. It's beautiful, but it's like the Swan and Dolphin. There's no Disney to it. Like, know how the boardwalk has all the little extras with the carousels, and it kind of gives you the Disney touch. The last couple hotels haven't done that. They're just clean lines. They're basically just like your hotel. You can find this same hotel on... right outside the park with the beauty if you're just looking inside without the view of the what makes this is you're gonna have the view of the Magic Kingdom, but the actual inside of the hotel, you could find that in 20 hotels right outside the gates. That's what I'm trying to say, because there are high-end luxury hotels right outside the park.
I think that kind of started at least in my opinion with Bay Lake Tower, because I don't think Bay Lake Tower the rooms are overly themed, you know. Uh-huh. I mean, you've got the great view and everything, but it really isn't over the top with the theming. So I don't know if any of these towers that are getting done are like that.
No.
Now, when we went to state of Coronado, we stayed in one of the regular resort rooms, not in the tower. And that room was very well themed. It had all kinds of little things to evoke Mexico and Southwest United States. So, you know, that type of. So I don't know. Maybe the more of the motels are still getting themed, but more of the hotels are going to, like you said, more of the just modern looking type stuff. So.
Yeah, I think it has to do with money. That extra difference, like a lot of this stuff, you can manufacture it, right? And it's manufactured for thousands of hotels, so it doesn't cost you. When you got to put in a piece, the tiki man, what's the tiki guy from Polly? You know his name, John?
Trader Sam?
Yeah, Trader Sam or the other one. Now they have the other, like the original Polly in the room has all the different, you know, symbols and stuff like that. To get that put in all the bed frames or get it put in all the bureaus, you understand what I'm saying? That cost extra from the companies they're using to get their emblem put in. So if you could save that in every single hotel, how much you saving?
I don't know. It's not done yet, so it's hard to criticize.
No. Really, well, the point, I'm not criticizing. It looks gorgeous. I just said the lines are beautiful. It looks modern. But every bit of the architectural and the prints of coming out, I got photos of the finished rooms, the finished areas. They're all clean lines. Literally, if you gave me pictures of 70 hotels that were just built in country, you could not tell which one is the Poly.
Okay.
With the main resorts, our Disney love, like if you showed me pictures of the Animal Kingdom or the original Poly and all, I could pick that out of a lineup. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah.
Not trying to disparage in a horrible way. I'm just saying there's no Disney difference in these hotels. So everybody tell me I won't stay at the Swan and Dolphin for all these years because of that. Well, I don't want to hear it when you stay at these hotels. You might as well stay at the Swan and Dolphin. You get a discount because there's no better location than that. Am I wrong?
Well, it depends what parks you want to go to. But, yeah, I like the Poly. I mean, the Poly is right on the monorail line to go to Magic Kingdom. So.
Yeah, but me, I like Epcot. So, and I also love the Swan and Dolphin because it's secluded. I get my peace and quiet. I'm not, dude, I love the boardwalk, but that could be noisy as hell.
Yeah, it's a party.
Yeah. Newborn Addicts Calves marks a conservation milestone at Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge, John.
Yeah, I saw them yesterday. They were on our local news celebrating Mother's Day.
Yeah, they're beautiful. Disney announced the birth of Jillian, a baby addict born in Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge. Adorable, dude. Adorbs. The birth of the notable event is critically endangered species, which has less than 100 individuals remaining in the wild and around 180 under management care worldwide, according to the Association of Zoos. That's sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Anytime there's some endangered animals getting that close.
Yeah. Jillian, named in a tribute to his parents, Juniper and Alan, is the first male calf born at the resort and stands just over 2 feet tall. Aw. Hey, my goodness. So that is awesome. That again, every time Disney gets me down, I go watch on Disney Plus the Animal Kingdom features of what they do for all the animals, and it kind of brings me back, John. Takes me off the ledge and makes me love Disney all over.
Doug just rides the yo-yo.
Yeah. They got another article here on this George Bush artist, The Portraits of Courage. I cannot wait to see that with all the soldiers and their families, John. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's cool stuff.
1900 Park Fair looks really cool with all the characters. They got some different characters over there. We talked about it with Tiana and the prince and everything else over there. The Cinderella's in there. They got an eclectic group over at that 1900 Park Fair. They got somebody for everybody, John.
Quite the variety of princes and princesses, right?
Yeah. And then Disney keeps future options open for the Disney Vacation property at Bay Lake. It's that big area of the reserve that it was supposed to be called, remember, with all the where the birds and all are.
Yeah, the Discovery Island.
Yeah, well, it's across from that. They got a big lot cleared already for this. But Disney has extended a South Florida Water Management District water management permit for additional 5 years. while alone, it does not mean work is imminent on the resort. It suggests that Disney wishes to retain the ability to use the land for a future product.
So you're talking about Fort Wilderness?
No, this is area. No. This is by Contemporary, by Bay Lake.
Okay. Well, there's that they were before COVID. They had cleared all that property right there at Fort Wilderness, and they were going to build that one resort there.
Yeah. It is. It's that. The bird sanctuary. And that was called. Going to be called. Yes, we're both right and wrong at the same time. Yeah. Anyhow. Disney Vacation Club property on Bay Lake between Disney's Wilderness Lodge and Fort Wilderness Resort. Disney has extended the South Florida management permit for an additional 5 years. Doesn't worry me a minute. You cut me off. Disney wishes to retain the ability for a future product. Previously announced, Bay Lake Disney Vacation Club Resort Reflections at Disney Lakeside Lodge was canceled amid the 2020 pandemic, and the land was mostly returned to pre-construction state. But you could see it's all dirt in a lot of areas.
I was going to say, no, it's not. No. They left the fences up. It's just sitting there. That's not been returned to a pre-construction state. Give me a break. What they have done at Fort Wilderness lately, though, is they're building a... They build a new parking lot for the cast members that work at the Hoop-Dee-Doo and all that type of stuff, because they were like parking in the swamp. So they finally finished that parking lot. It's been under construction for a long time. And they're working on, I think, making us a new bus loop for there, because that's always been it's an awkward bus loop as it is at the settlement now, because it's you pull in and you got space for like five buses, but it's one behind the other. So all the first bus has to move for all the other four buses to move. So I think they're putting a way in that we can pull in and pull back out, you know, like a regular bus load zone. So I'm hoping that gets done. And then the pass between Fort Wilderness and Wilderness Lodge, that's been closed for probably 5 or 6 years now, it's been repaved and redone, and it looks like it's going to be reopened sometime within the next month or so. So I know there's a lot of people that'd be happy to see that jogging, walking trail reopened again. So,
yeah, well, I bet a lot of people would be nice.
Yeah.
It's called Project 89. It was first known and has been somewhat controversial since it began public knowledge in 2018. The resort offered a design style that was not to be everyone's liking on the prime piece of land of the former River Country. Despite the 2020 cancellation, Reflections, the land is a prized location, and would be no surprise to see a project revived at a later time or a new project moving in to take its place. So they should put a bunch of restaurants out there and make it like a boat destination, little eatery breakaway area. What do you think about that, John?
I don't know. It's in an awkward spot, because there's, you know, you have to go through the campground to get to it from one direction, or you come to Wilderness Lodge from the other direction. So it really doesn't have access point. I mean, you'll get, like you said, maybe you'd have to take a boat to it.
All boat access, John.
Yeah, but other than that, it's an awkward place to put any kind of a destination where you're gonna have to drive to. That's for sure. So.
Here we go, John. A surprise twist. Tiana's Bayou Adventure final 52-foot drop will be hidden behind what, John?
A cypress tree.
Missed, John. Missed. Can you believe it? It's put up here like it's a major story here, John. They're going to have some mist. They used to have mist in it, didn't they? Back in the day, there was a little.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm wrong. Dude, what's today's date? Mother's Day, 2024. Doug admitted he was wrong. No, I'm thinking about the mist on Pirates of the Caribbean.
Right?
Pirates. Yeah, but they're gonna do that same amazing mist, John. Woo-hoo-hoo. Walt Disney Imagineers has started testing another effect at Tiana's Bayou Adventure at this time. It's a significant change to the 52-foot plunge, John. As we see from the video shot last night, the entrance to the ride, Main Drops, is now concealed with a curtain of mist. While we still know, while we still don't know exactly what awaits riders at the peak of the lift hill, it will be a different experience from Splash Mountain, where riders had to clear a view out into the park before the drop. I'll be honest with you, that's one of the favorite things I loved at night. Am I wrong?
Yeah, it was nice to sit up there and take a good look. So, I don't know. The mist would be kind of neat, too. It would be surprising. And it might actually cool you off. So, yeah,
well, it'll cool you off, but also it kind of, like, takes away the scariness. If you can't see the drop, it's okay.
It'll grab you.
Yeah. Surprising. We will still not have
it. I wouldn't worry about it, Doug. It'll break soon anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll break and never get replaced, so, you know, I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that with the Yeti. My last words might be, John, why the hell didn't they fix the Yeti? Why? Still not have any opening date, Tiana's Bayou Adventure, but as work wraps on the construction site, we expect the announcement very soon. First previews are expected right around the corner, John, in June, so... I mean, it looks pretty, but I'll also go to my grave going, how do you do? I do. How do you do? I'll miss that ride forever, John.
Okay.
Damn, I'm just saying. Me and Tony Baxter, we're going to die on that hill, John. Fantasia Pool at Disney's All-Star Movie Resort to close for refurbishment in early 2025. You take that away, there's nothing left at that resort, is there?
Crappy pizza. Yeah, I don't know what else. Not a whole lot for the All-Stars.
The idiots came again, John. What do you think I mean by the idiots? Like, what kind of story do you think I'm talking about when I say idiots, John?
Probably your favorite people in the world that pay for the... Genie Plus, Lightning Lane.
Well, you're close. They are in the same idiot zone. This is the after-hour events.
Oh, okay. Them guys.
Yeah, but, dude, I got to do that. They do this on YouTube all the time. Who knows you better? It's like the girlfriend and the best friend of the guy or the fiance, or they'll do it with the husband, the mother, and the wife. Like, I want to do it with my wife and my sister-in-law, the three of us. I want to see who knows Brenda better, because I know I'll win. And Donna won't do it. She'll chicken out as usual. But I would like to do a show where who knows Doug better and have Brenda on and use two guests with certain situations. I think that would be a lot. And we'll do it as a Disney form. So I'll write 20 questions or something and have you both answer them. Sound like a good time?
Yeah, who can guess what's Doug's over-the-top reaction going to be in this scenario?
Yes, exactly. But I could even do, I'll do nice ones too. What's Doug's favorite restaurant? What's Doug's...
Lord. Now he's going to make a show all about himself. All right.
Dude, why wouldn't I? I mean, Robbie even admits he likes you more, so I got to do something to get myself some likeness over here, John. Disney's After Hours event. The Disney After Hour at the Magic Kingdom was sold out for the only date it had in May of 2024. It's going to be tomorrow, May 13th. How much do you think it was, John, for the one-day event?
Let me think. $149.
$165, John.
Hey, I was $15 off.
Okay, honey, let's grab the four of us and let's head on over there. And we're gonna spend $660 to go into Magic Kingdom. Nobody eat. On event night, guests will get an extra 3 hours, John. 3 hours. So $165, you're talking like $47 an hour, John? What is that?
Woo-hoo.
No, it's more than that. I'm lying. $58 an hour, somewhere around that range. Disney After Hours pricing for summer 2024 ranges from $145 to $175, and $30 discounts remains available for DVC members, John. So after you've already thrown Disney a few thousand a year for DVC, they'll give you a $30 break. That sounds fair to me, John.
Sweet.
Yeah. Guests attending the separately ticketed event get more time to experience attractions, characters, greetings, and unlimited complimentary snacks, including some select beverages, John. So you get a Coke and a cookie. Maybe some popcorn, John.
Maybe a Mickey bar.
After hours, they already have. We're up to, where are we at here? They've had so many. They got another one in May 22nd, which is $175 and $145. We know, deduct $30 for cast for DVC. May 22nd is $175. May 29th is $175. June 12th is $165. The 19th, $165. Three times in July is $17, $24, $31 is $155. August 7th, $155. August 14th, 21st, and 29th are all $145. Epcot's are all $149 and $159. They got a bunch of events. Hollywood or Magic Kingdom is they were Hollywood Studios. Magic Kingdom is $155 to $175, just like Hollywood Studios. It's nuts, dude. I mean, I just can't. How do you justify $175 for 3 hours, John?
You tell me. I don't know.
I mean, just out of principle, dude. It's just nuts. It's like, and we just continue. Yeah, take my money. Yeah, it's the greatest thing ever. Take it. Oh, my goodness. What else we have here? Magic Kingdom's 2024 Not So Spooky Spectacular Dessert Parties are here. What it cost and what do we expect, John? You got 6 minutes, right?
Yeah.
I'm keeping the time on it. I know you got to go. during Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. When do you think this thing starts this year, John?
The Halloween Party, Not So Scary last year, it seems like it started around August 6th. So I'll say August 5th.
You were close. August 9th. Again.
Okay.
I know I'm the crotchety old fart up in the balcony at Muppets, but why August, John? Can't I just have my summer?
August, September, October. 3 months of Halloween. Woohoo.
I mean, it's just nuts. Like, I'm sorry. The decorations are beautiful. When I was down there last time, they were up. I love the fall decorations, but I don't want to see mums in August in the park hanging, or pumpkins, do you?
No, and I mean, it doesn't make any sense at all, honestly, but very little of fall makes sense to Floridians in the first place, but maybe that's why, you know? Yeah. We don't have a fall, so I don't know.
No, it's just, I don't like it. It goes August 9th through October 31st. Guests can choose between two dessert party experiences, both offering selections of sweet chocolate dip, strawberry s'mores, along with cheese, beverages including beer and wine. And didn't they put a limit, though, on the beer and the wine, too?
I'm sure it's like two.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Bite me. It's held at the Disney Not So Spooky Spectacular Party is held at the Plaza Garden Viewing. Is held at Tomorrowland Terrace Restaurant, but including viewing of the fireworks and standing locations at Plaza Garden, offering unobstructed views of the castle. Dude, that is just so cheap. That's only $99.
No, $100.
And $60 for your child who can't drink. This option requires guests to check in an hour and a half before the fireworks and involving moving from dining area to viewing location. The second option is Tomorrowland Terrace. Allows guests to dine and watch the fireworks from the same spot. See, there's no inconvenience here, John. So if the answer is no inconvenience, we're going to charge you $20 more. That's $119 for a cup.
You don't have to walk anywhere on this one. No. So, you know.
No. For a cupcake and a glass of wine, $119. Didn't Leanne Rimes sing that song, Good Friends and a Glass of Wine? I'm going to change it to a cupcake and a glass of wine for $109. Children, you get to give your children unlimited sweets for $75, John, so they drive you nuts when you bring them back to the room at the end of the night. With check-in time 1 hour before the fireworks. I mean, $119, John, to sit and watch fireworks. Didn't this originally start out at like $45 or $55 a couple years ago? Am I high or wrong?
Doug, if people will pay $45, they'll pay $50. If they're going to pay $50, they'll pay $55. If they're going to pay $55, they'll pay $70. So, you know.
If there's ever a revolution again in this country, it's going to be over food prices. I'm just telling you. It's getting to that point, John. And now all the stores. Did you read the latest article, John? The stores are mad now because everybody's shoplifting, John, with the self-checkout.
No kidding, really?
Oh, yeah. They're getting to the point they said, we might have to go and stop this self-checkout. No. I love it.
That'll raise the shopping costs.
Yeah, I love it because because I could never steal because, like I said, anything that goes wrong in my life would because I took that tube of toothpaste. But anyhow, they have, like, I watch these videos and, you know, all this other crap, how people have a whole plan set up at self-checkout to steal a certain amount of items. Like, they won't go to the store unless they have a child or a friend with them to distract the one person that is watching the four self-checkout lines. They'll go up and ask questions and distract them so they can load their cart and leave multiple items off the scale. And they deserve it, in my opinion. You should be getting a discount. I should get 10% off to do self-checkout, John.
Or you should, you know, you should just walk to the back and sit down in the employee break room.
Yeah.
You know, break time.
There's a new streaming bundle for Hulu Max combined for Disney Plus, Hulu and Max combined forces, an exclusive streaming bundle. Now I have all these with ESPN Plus, but I don't get the bundle. I'm paying extra $20 for Max, so I got to figure this one out.
And if this asshole hits my car, I'm sorry. I'm just watching this knucklehead back up to me, and he's getting awful close to my friggin' car.
Yeah, you guys all think Doug's the mean one on the show. Oh, my God, John. You start to show off with MF. You're cursing at the end. I mean, I'm still debating. I should take that out, but I can't at the front because we leave everything mostly in, but... Way to start Mother's Day off. You need to apologize to all the mothers, John.
That was you I was calling that.
Yeah, I know, but they just we were trying to be loving and everything else, and you got to call me names. See, everybody, John is the mean one. Doug is the nice one. But anyway, they have a new partnership where you can get a streaming bundle with all them combined. I ain't seeing the price. I'm speaking gooder English than you. I am not seeing the price here, so... Universal Studios, believe it or not, are going to unveil a new drone, John.
What kind of drone? For what?
They're doing some kind of thing, kind of like Disney's doing at Disney Springs, I think.
A dragon for Harry Potter or something.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I seen some of the rides coming over there, dude. They're doing a good job.
Yeah, that looks really cool.
Today, Universal announced the waters of Universal Studios Florida Lagoon will come to life with all new nighttime show. Oh, go figure. Mind you, have Disney Springs water, don't it?
Yeah.
The new show will celebrate emotional power and music, leveraging the iconic scores and scenes from blockbuster films from Universal, including pictures Harry Potter, Fantastic Beasts, Jurassic Park, Jaws, Shrek, Ghostbusters, Trolls, Back to the Future, Universal Monsters, Transform, How to Train a Dragon, E.T., Fast and the Furious, Super Mario Brothers, Minions, and The Mummy, and King Kong. That's going to be a very eclectic show there, John.
Yeah, it is. I've seen a couple of the Harry Potter, nighttime shows at Universal, and they've all been disappointing. They can't really get a show together to make it make a satisfying show. So, well, hopefully they do a better job. So.
Well, they did hire a ton of Disney employees, so maybe you never know. We'll see what happens. But they did take a lot of Disney executives over there.
This show kind of sounds like what they do at Hollywood Studios, where it's a mix of film clips and video and fireworks. So.
Did you see the new trailer for Deadpool and Wolverine?
No, but I'm excited about that movie because Hugh Jackman's great, and Deadpool is probably my favorite X-Men. So X-Men, I don't know.
We could not play any of his stuff on our show. He's almost as bad as you.
Almost.
I'm going to start calling you Deadpool John instead of Orlando Johnny. with all your foul language going on over here. So, but anyhow, we got to let you go, right?
Yeah, it's that time.
Yeah, you got to head on in. So, I don't know. We want to wish, honest to goodness, and we're not going to curse here, all the mothers a blessed, beautiful, and happy Mother's Day. We love all you guys.
Yep, it's a great day to celebrate mom and other mother figures in your life, so happy Mother's Day. Mother's Day, not anything else.
Yeah, good boy, John. No cursing. And we got, you know, my buddy Bob wishes beautiful wife Mary happy Mother's Day. So all the friends of the show, happy Mother's Day. I don't know. Real quick, John, there are multiple other did you see the new there's a new Iron Man coming out too or something?
No, I didn't.
There were some previews online about that coming out. I mean, on YouTube, there's been some little videos, little teasers about it. So I'm wondering what that would be.
I don't know, because obviously Robert Downey's done with it. So
yeah, it looks like he's in it, though, as like a ghost. Oh. And it looks like... It was weird. The video they showed, and I don't know if it's true or not, so people come on me and then we'll get off here. Come after me. But it showed the kid that plays Spider-Man is going to replace him, like kind of be, he mentored him for that job.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that.
So that's what they kind of have going on. So anyhow. Oh, one last thing, John. Did you see the Tom Brady roast?
I heard bits and pieces of it, but no, I haven't watched the entire thing.
Yeah, I'm waiting for comments from Judith and Tommy to tell me. He did finish his show off, and he does think he's the greatest comic of all time. That's all I'm saying, John.
Okay.
And he's not. But, dude, they blasted him. It was incredible. It was absolutely... They even blasted the owner of the Patriots, and Bill Belichick got some shrap metal during it. So, and they were there. So it was pretty awesome. So, anyhow, we'll talk more about that on the next show, John.
All righty.
Everybody, be kind to one another. We'll talk to you real soon. Say goodbye, John.
Folder Strollers. Bye, folks. Have a great week.
Bye, guys. That's it, guys. We're going to hop off our stools and pay our tabs and get on out of here. If you guys could you please head over to iTunes if you enjoy the show and leave us a review? We'd really appreciate it. Even if you don't, we'd really appreciate it. Also, you can head over to Twitter and find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at Grumpy6767. You can find us both at WDW Main Street on Twitter and Facebook. Also, head over to Podbeam and check out WDW Main Street, and you can find all our sponsors there. Everybody be kind to one another. We will talk to you real soon. Bye, guys.